Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
We haven't talked a lot of Jets today because they've just been so uninspiring. I mean, it was a one-score game, but it never even felt like the Jets had an opportunity to score a touchdown in the game. It was that terrible, even when Tyrod Taylor went in there. And you, my friend, get to go see the New York Jets up close and personal on Sunday when you travel out to Cincinnati for the Ring of Honor ceremony. And it's a special one because you read the letter on the air, the email on the air that said, hey, we'd be happy to have you, but you have to pay for your own flight and you get a discounted rate in a hotel as a member of the Ring of Honor. I mean, your freaking name's on the stadium.
But they got it all straightened out.
They got it all straightened out and they figured it out.
My teammates are happy. You know, my big Willie's happy. Corey Dillon's happy. Everybody's happy.
So presumably you're going to see Aaron Glenn out on the field
at
some point.
Yeah, I don't know if I will or not. I don't know if there's...
But let's say you do.
I just wish him the very best, like I've been trying to do here.
You like that? Oh, hey, man, you know, just keep your head up.
No, well, look, I don't know what you would say. I mean, he's trying to do the right thing. He made the right decision this week regarding Justin Fields. You know it. I know it. Everybody else knows it. And I even think Mark Schlereth, who was doing the game, you know, was talking as they were coming out with Chris Myers, like, there's going to be a change. There has to be. There has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and that was the way I think I felt the week before. Now, I don't know. He'll probably come out today, and whether or not Justin will start against Cincinnati or not will be interesting. So,
it's too late for a congratulations on the job, right?
I sent him that as a text. But I'm just, you know, for me, I don't get any great joy out of any of this because I know how hard it is. Yeah. I wish people say, Boomer, why didn't you coach? Well, I had a different calling. You know, that's one thing. But the other thing, too, is that, you know, you're so dependent on so many different people to follow your lead.
Yeah.
And when you're losing and all of a sudden the post-game comments come out, the loaded questions are being asked. I mean, you lose guys like this, like when you're losing, it's just like they just want to jump ship.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like a couple of the Jet players, mainly on offense, probably feel that way. I think defensively the last 2 weeks, I can't argue with the way that they've played. I really can't. The one thing I will say is that Bryce Young is way too small to play in the NFL.
Do you give Aaron Glenn a hang in there? Like, hey, hang in there. Is that a good one to say? I'm trying to think. You got to say something that's not too disrespectful. Like,
I feel your pain.
I feel See, I'd be like, what pain? We weren't expected to go to the playoffs. You know, I'm not feeling any pain. No, not that. Hey, listen, we've been there before. You know what you do? You give him that 0-11 Lions thing that you like bringing up. You give that to him. Say, hey, I know you guys were
119-4.
Yeah, and look where they are now. So I mean, chances are it's not going to happen with you guys, but
the
there
problem
is an example.
Find the right quarterback. I mean, at least they had Jared Goff, who was, you know, initially everybody was wondering whether or not that trade was worth it for the Detroit Lions because Matthew Stafford went on to win a Super Bowl with the L.A. Rams against the Bengals. So now all of a sudden Matthew Stafford is a top five MVP guy right now, and he's playing his ass off. And, you know, I just think that, you know, this is going to be really, it's going to be a hard rebuild until they find the right quarterback.
You do that thing maybe where, like, you cross your arms and you stand close to him and you, like, talk out of the side of your mouth. I see guys do this all the time. They're like, hey, this is Justin Fields. Can't go get rid of this guy.
I don't have to tell him that.
I remember standing on the field at Lambeau Field when the first time you brought me out there, long before we worked together, and I was producing Joe and Evan's show, and standing on Lambeau Field before the game, me, you, and Ron Jaworski. And I've told this story many times, but Ron Jaworski called both Matt Leinart and Vince Young while they were in the league at the time C-words. And I always stuck to me and said, wow, that's hadn't heard that before. So I don't know if you want to go that route to get the point home. I mean, I don't know if you feel that way about Justin Fields, but
yeah,
you know, maybe
really
something like
that. I
don't
feel that way about any quarterback in the league, because if you're back there and you're standing in that pocket, very few people in this country can do that.
Well, hey, Ron did it, though. It's coming from a former quarterback.
Well, that, no, but I can, you know, appreciate what Ron was saying.
Yeah.
But I don't feel that way about really anybody who puts on the uniform and goes out there and plays. I could tell whether or not they're good at what they do. I could see some of the problems that they present, not only for the opposing team, but also for their own coaches.
Al, you're Boomer Esiason. You're on the field before the game. You see Aaron Glenn. Aaron runs over to you. You got a relationship. How does that conversation go?
I'd be like, it'll get better.
But you don't believe that.
No, but you say it confidently.
That's what you say. It's just a low point.
Going to get better at some point.
Yeah. You only go up from here, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can't really. You could be 0-17.
But you go like this. Once you get your quarterback in there, look what the Giants are doing.
Well, it's only taken the Giants 4 years to get that done. And by the way, the quarterback that they used to have is actually having a career year right now in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I don't know if you can go with the look at the Giants are doing. I could see him getting mad at that. Like, oh, what are they doing? They're 2-5. There's something special going on over there. You got to be careful with what you say.
I could just,
you know, I probably.
I'm wondering, I'm just trying to think. Maybe I could, I don't know. Maybe I could walk onto the field, walk over to him, and maybe I could start singing.
Singing?
And, yeah, and give him something to look forward to.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know,
if Eddie comes back at some point, we could play whatever you're.
Yeah, I think so. It's amazing. Eddie just kind of leaves the show right in the middle of it.
Yeah, he likes doing that. And it seems to get longer and longer every time. Yeah. They'll be right back.
It's almost like he's semi-retired as it is right now.
Yeah, for sure. CBS Sports Network showing Al furiously looking for whatever thing you were calling for.
Yeah.
They call that, there's a term for that these days. It's called quiet quitting.
He's probably out in the hallway talking to him. So then what happened was, so you know we have the three dogs now. And so Cooper's been really acting up lately. So what we do sometimes, we'll take him just for a walk by himself. You know, he can have his alone time. Oh, what? They're doing what now? Oh, Boomer's calling for a drop. Oh, glorious. Let's just listen to him drown because I'm not in there. Mario and Hal, what's going on, Mario?
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, these Giants fans, what I would do to blow an 18-point lead with like 5 or 6 minutes left in the game. But, you know, listen, this is a somewhat positive call. You know, Muji, is it? How do you say his name?
Muji, yeah, Darren Muji.
Okay. So Muji has actually done, in my opinion, a decent job. I mean, the trades that he made, Jarvis Brownlee looks like he's a player. I think with him and Jermaine Johnson coming back, that's really helped the defense. Briggs and Harrison Phillips, two defensive tackles that he traded for, you know, they have filled the need. And his draft hasn't been that bad. So it gives us a little bit of a silver lining on maybe he can evaluate talent. But here's the thing. If you look at these quarterbacks coming out, like, is there a clear-cut number one? Is it Mendoza? Is it, you know, the kid from...
But, Mario, we really never know. I mean, this is the thing. So at this time last year... Jackson Dart wasn't on anybody's radar to be a guy who was going to get picked in like the top 15. They thought he'd be coming out in the draft for sure, but you know, his rise happened much later. I mean, there's been a few guys that we've been like, okay, you know, Andrew Luck, I mean, Trevor Lawrence, whatever you want to say about his career. There's been a few guys recently where he's like, okay, that is the consensus number one overall pick. But it just, it doesn't happen a lot. When we get closer to the draft, we're going to figure that out. But it just sucks it's so early that we're thinking about this, you know?
And as a Jets fan, it's just synonymous with, like, October before the Halloween decorations are even up in the house. You know, you're looking at next year's draft, but that's where the anxiety as a Jet fan really comes into play. It's in April because it's almost as if not only do you have to hopefully get the right quarterback, but then development is also a big part, right?
Yeah.
Because and do they have the people in the building who can develop whoever they bring in? It's almost as if I would prefer them to trade out of the pick because let's face it, if they're not picking one, they're going to be picking two because it – Where is there a win on the schedule? Maybe against Miami December 7th at home? You know, maybe?
I mean, their defense can keep them in games. And, you know, they've been close the last 2 weeks. A break here, a break there, an interception, a fumble return. Something like the Giants had, you know, when Dexter Lawrence took it down to the 2-yard line. I mean, things like that can happen. They're not going to go win. I don't believe they're going to go winless. That just, to me, does not compute. It's the NFL and, quite frankly, you know, we won 3 games with Richie Kotite. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah, but the next year they won 0.
They won 1.
Well, won 1, that's right. Yeah, 1-15, yeah.
Yeah, but again, I do think, and I mentioned Fernando Mendoza last week, the quarterback in Indiana. He had a great game again this weekend against Michigan State. He was like 23 of 25 for, you know, 290 yards and 4 touchdowns. And, you know, they were asking his coach, Coach Cignetti, about him, who just signed a huge contract extension because the firing of James Franklin at Penn State, that this kid is getting better and better and better each and every week. And he couldn't sing the praises of his quarterback. I don't think I've really ever heard a college coach sing the praises of their quarterback like this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Well, yes, later in the day, we witnessed this incredible, incredible comeback or choke job, however you want to refer to it, in the Giant Bronco game. But a few hours before that, we were watching football get set back by about 50 years, watching the horribleness that was the New York Jets losing to the Carolina Panthers 13-6 to begin the Aaron Glenn era 0-7. And we talk about it with the great Joe Beningo, and his Monday call-in with us is brought to you by Approved Oil. Visit freezetherate.com, HL Gross Jewelers of Garden City, Torlo Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you, and by Audi Manhattan, where luxury meets excellence. Another Sunday, another wasted Sunday, as the Jets suck again. How are you, Joe?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm not doing too bad. I could be a lot better. Let me say, first of all, thank you again to the great Sean Winters for inviting me to the game yesterday, and my wife there, and my son. It was a great day, beautiful day, great weather, and then the game started. So, yeah, I'm going to start with this, okay? I'm going to get right to the crux of the major problem that the New York Jets have, and that's the owner, Woody Johnson. You know, let's tell it like it is. And I don't know, who was it, him? Was it Glenn? A combination of the two, these two geniuses that signed off on letting a Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback who wanted to be here say, get lost, okay? And ever since that move, that is a move that we that I, as a Jet fan, look at now as one of the worst moves in the history of the franchise. I mean, it is right up there.
Right, but Joe, don't you think that's short-term? In the long term, is it going to be good or no?
But Teak, could I have a football season? First of all, he's not going to be here. He's not our quarterback for the next 10 years. We could have had this guy, had a competitive year.
Oh, okay? I see what you're saying. So instead of Justin Fields,
right.
You do a year, or maybe if he's really good, two, with Aaron Rodgers, you're already paying him anyways. So why move on and go get somebody who's so significantly worse and now probably not even going to start anymore?
Right. And now maybe it would affect our draft position a little bit. You know, maybe we'd be a little better. But we talked about it every week, Teak. We talk about it. There's so many damn quarterbacks out there in college football. I don't know. There's going to be probably, maybe I'm crazy, I would say 8 to 10 guys who are going to be first-round draft choices that are quarterbacks in college.
Right.
And to me, it's all about picking the right guy. I don't know who the right guy is. Is Mendoza the right guy? I mean, I don't know. Is he? I don't know that. Is Sellers the right guy? Even how about this kid Pavia at Vanderbilt, who I watched, you know, beat LSU on Saturday? You know, I don't know who it is. But I don't know if I want the combination of Aaron Glenn and this guy Muji, whatever his name is, making the call. Do I want these guys making the – Ev, do you want these guys making the call on our quarterback?
I'm scared right now because look at the replacement Aaron Rodgers replaced. He replaced Russell Wilson and he replaced Justin Fields. Justin Fields is 0-6 here and got pulled. So obviously Steeler coaching knows how to get more out of players than we do. Mm. And so if they draft, let's say Fernando Mendoza's the truth, will he be ruined by this coaching staff?
Right. That's 100%
and
right.
And that's what, to me, that's what the next 10 weeks are about. I mean, I'd like to be entertained. I'd like to win some games. But they almost have to prove to us and ownership, if they're paying attention, can you trust them
to develop the next quarterback of this team.
There's no reason to think that we should.
Right.
I mean, but you know what, though? Really, seriously, as I said before, it comes down to this owner. Woody, are you kidding me? I know all the Jet, you're all out there listening. All the people in Jetland that can't stand me are all over there right in Florham Park. They got their little minions that listen to everything that's said about the franchise. Okay, right? You know that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I am throwing this out there to Mr. Johnson, okay? You know, Woody, you and I got a lot more in common than you probably think, and I don't want to get into that. But one thing isn't that you are a terrible freaking owner. Give me 40. I want a 40-minute sit-down in a closed room somewhere with Woody Johnson. Are you listening to that, people in Florham Park? Woody,
what are you going to say to him?
Oh, I got a lot to say. Hey, give me a half hour, and let's talk about this woebegone franchise, which is the worst franchise in professional sports. How much more can the Jet fan take? I mean, all my guys, we were all there. I know you went to the game yesterday, even though I didn't see you, but everybody was there. Like I said, I mentioned the great Sean Winters. Ira in Staten Island was there. My buddy Tommy Keenan was there. My buddy Joe Jett was there. All these guys, right, Eddie Anzalone was there, Fireman Ed. Everybody is there at this game, okay? You know, we're 0-6, but here we are because we have this love-hate relationship with this freaking franchise. All right? Enough is enough. If this guy goes 0-17 or 2-15, you're bringing this guy back? You're going to trust these people to be the guys to develop this quarterback? You got to be kidding me. I mean, I'm delirious, Ev, and we have hit. We are at rock bottom.
Oh,
now.
No doubt, yeah. No doubt. It's absolute rock bottom.
Well, Joe, the only thing that, you know what tells you that it's week 7, and you're talking about who's going to be your quarterback,
right?
In the draft,
right? Right.
We're not talking about maybe Tyrod Taylor gives us a better chance next week. You're talking about who you're drafting in 2026,
right? And we got 10 games, and Evan Tiki, we got 10 games.
I know.
I got to deal with this for 10 more games. You got to be kidding me.
It was, so I was sitting all the way upstairs in the 300s, and there is a sadness in that building. There is a depression in that building.
Unbelievable.
And, like, early in the game, and this was the discussion upstairs, I'm sure you were having it, even though it didn't matter, which is, when do we pull Justin Fields? He sucks.
Right.
When do you make the decision? I think he got it right. I mean, By the way, can I say he had to pull him. Yes.
He should have left him in the game
when
Fields went out of the game with that concussion when he got that cheap shot in the second quarter.
Oh, yes, yes.
He should have just left him in the game there.
And
I want to go to two plays in this game yesterday that really were a difference in the game in my mind, okay? First one was during that sequence when Taylor hits, I don't know, one of these stiffs, Reynolds or Taylor, Johnson, you know, these guys who aren't even NFL receivers. That's another problem we have.
Right.
You know, he hits them on like the 5-yard line. Oh, but wait a minute. There's an illegal shift penalty. I think it was on Lazard.
Alan Lazard.
How is Lazard still on his team? Mm. They would have scored there probably. That's number one. The second one. And this is all on Tyrod.
Oh, the trick play, right?
Oh, my God. He's got Lazard wide open for a touchdown. He underthrows him.
Oh, Joe, but you know what the crazy thing is? That ball still hit Alan Lazard dead in the chest.
He stinks. Alan Lazard stinks.
Hit him in the chest.
He had more penalties than catches yesterday, Alan
Lazard. You know
what
kills me about our receivers, and specifically Lazard? And I don't know how he did what he did because he had Rodgers in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the Giant game after I come home, and I'm watching guys for the Broncos. Who was it that made that play, the last catch that was made, the 22-yard catch?
Oh, Sutton. Cortland Sutton.
He's got two guys hanging on. Even the other one, the one before that to Mims, there were three Giants there. Even another Denver receiver was getting in his way, and this guy comes up with the ball. Can I see somebody come up? Can Lazard go up and catch the damn ball?
No, dude, and that's the same thing on defense, too. Can someone make a play? Like, J.C. Horn made a freaking incredible play for an interception. No one on this team, on offense or defense, makes a play, like a big play.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And dude, the most exciting part of that game yesterday was actually that trick play. Because you could see it develop. It's like, whoa,
it was there. Right. And he's right in front of me. It was there.
And Tyrod screwed it up by underthrowing him.
Right.
But to Tiki's point, Al Lazard, it's on his chest.
Al Lazard stinks. And then he throws the pick on the next play. Now, I'm going to ask you this because I'm in the stadium and maybe you saw it better than me. The second interception Taylor throws, it looked like the guy put the ball on the ground. Now, am I wrong or right about that? Because to me, Glenn could have challenged that. He had already won two challenges. So you got a third challenge.
So, yeah, I give you an answer on this one because I thought I'm in the building, thought the same thing, especially the replay they showed. Right. I texted a buddy of mine. And I ended up seeing the video. It was a catch.
Right.
It was just
why
like
am I forgetting that one? What happened in that one?
It was the J.C. Horn
interception.
Yeah. That was when
he puts the ball on the ground.
Down the sideline. Right.
Yeah, it was.
Another bad throw, but.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
It was a catch, and they couldn't challenge it because it was a turnover. So the league had to, on their own, review it because all turnovers are subject to review.
So it wasn't even
a Glenn thing.
Right.
And
I see.
It was a catch, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. I don't know how you felt about the opening drive when he went for it on fourth down.
He should have kicked the field goal, bro.
Well, yeah. I didn't have a problem with it, but if we had a real quarterback, you know, this guy, if I'm not mistaken, that play, I think that he missed the receiver by, he threw it behind him like 5 yards.
Yes.
If I remember correctly
he did.
On a play.
He did. It's it. And the thing we thought, and in the first drive, you saw this, using Justin Fields' legs, like scramble a little bit or design runs.
Right.
He only had three carries.
We talked about this every week.
100%, man. This is how he's going to find success.
Talk about this.
Is using his legs to get in space and do something athletic. And eventually, hopefully, he develops into a thrower that you need. And it baffles me, Joe, is week one against the Steelers, he looked like a competent NFL quarterback who could throw the ball.
Yeah, I didn't
and
get that.
Ever since then, he's afraid to do it.
Yeah,
and I don't understand that. I don't know if he's being instructed not to do that or he's just scared to do it. But you can't play quarterback in the NFL if you're not going to try to get the ball to your guys, even if there's sometimes bad throws.
Well, you know, the amazing thing, and this is so Jettian, is that we have a quarterback who's absolutely horrible, and the guy hasn't thrown an interception.
I know.
Think about that.
I know.
And he stinks. I mean, come on. Only the Jets could this be the case.
And look, I wish they had a competent quarterback, but because Justin Fields is so freaking bad, that's why on that opening drive, I want him to kick the field goal because I knew the only way they were going to win this game, and they could have, was to win this game 12-9. That was their only way.
Or the defense
was magically going to force a turnover, but we know that only happens once every 8 weeks.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We still have, speaking of interceptions, 7 games without one. How about that?
It's incredible.
We don't have a pick.
It's incredible.
Oh, my God. I am so disgusted. I don't see where it ever ends. I mean, I don't see where it ends. We got to get a big we really do. We got to get a veteran head coach in here. Let's be real about it. All due respect to Aaron Glenn. I know he's got 10 games left this year. We need a veteran head coach in here that we can rely on to develop a quarterback that knows what he's doing going forward, because I don't see it. This offensive coordinator, him too.
He's a little bit out over his skis, it feels like. But the question, and Evan and I were talking about this before the show, if it gets so bad, let's say the Jets win one game, two games, whatever it is, or none, doesn't matter.
Who are they beating, Teague, by the way?
Exactly. So let's say none.
Miami?
And they fire their head coach.
Right.
Who's going to willingly take this job?
You know what?
Because we saw this last year. Like, Ben Johnson didn't even want to be in the conversation.
I'm all for John Gruden. I know John Gruden had that issue. I think he's been blackballed. Whatever he said, I forget what maybe you know.
I don't know. That lawsuit, I think it's going on a little bit now. So,
whatever. Yeah. Get me John Gruden. He would take it in a second. And you know what? At this point now, I am so desperate that I would give him the keys to the castle. You got the full show, bro. You are going to, you know, how did Bill say it? You're going to buy the groceries and you're going to make the dinner.
Right.
That's what you're going to do. Because this is what we have to do something. Because where are we going? And if he brings this guy back, if he goes 2-15, now unless something happens over 10 games and he looks like all of a sudden he looks competent, they go to Tyrod and we start winning a couple games. By the way, has that happened yet or no? We don't know yet.
So what he said today was he's still thinking about it. He is still...
How could you be thinking about it?
So it's open and shut. It's Tyrod Taylor. That's my answer, right?
Of course.
It's got to be, Evan, because if he doesn't, he's going to lose the team.
Yeah. I think that's another fact.
But you know what?
You know what? Watching this game, too, but we got no players, bro. We got no receivers outside of Garrett Wilson. Okay, Mason Taylor looks like a nice play. He's not a game breaker by any stretch. And let's be real about this. This offensive line, They're terrible. Yeah. I mean, I understand he's holding the ball, but, you know, we got 5 sacks against Dallas, 9 sacks last week. This team had 5 sacks all year. They got 6 yesterday. come on. This offensive line isn't so freaking good either. You got this guy Simpson getting a stupid personal
every
foul.
Game. Every game what he commits a dumbass
doing?
Penalty.
What are you doing? I can't, oh, my God, I can't take it. I'm really – this is about as bad as I've ever felt as a fan of this football team.
No
I
question.
I really got to say it.
No, it's not even close. Like, I think back to all the dark times in Jet history, and there's been plenty.
Mm-hmm.
I think this takes the cake, and a part of it is we are talking about a decade and a half now of not even experiencing a playoff or a decade of not even being above 500. Like, eventually it takes your toll on you, and they suck. That's the ultimate thing. They're boring. They not just
they really
suck,
are.
They're bored. I mean, I'm trying to teach my kid football. I'm trying to get him into football. We're in the stadium. It's a beautiful day.
Did you take Jet yesterday?
I did.
And
how
old is he now?
He's 9 years old now.
No, and you're really destroying the poor kid.
I am.
You're making the kid a Jet and Med fan. Tiki's making him a Jet and Med fan.
Well, I think he has a chance with the Jets. Or with the Mets. He has a chance with the Mets.
Yeah, okay.
But Jet,
there's a chance.
But Joe, here's the worst part.
It's a different kind of pain with the Mets.
Right.
And to tack it all
good
off.
Good enough, but not quite.
And
to make it worse, Friday night we'll be in Barclays Center for Brooklyn Nets opening night.
Oh, you go up there. Who do they play in opening?
Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell.
Are they playing Cleveland too, like the Knicks are?
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's going to be a fun
Brooklyn
night.
Brooklyn Nets. Bro, that's pain, bro.
Oh,
I mean, I really, you know what I mean?
And you've said this, and I'm going to answer it as someone who roots for both teams. You've said, look, and I've heard you say it on Saturday, which I always listen to. You're like, bro, the Jets are the worst organization in sports. Maybe the Nets are close.
Mm. Right.
The Nets are a nightmare. They're a disaster. What a disappointment. They're not the Jets. The Jets are number one. I don't even think it's that close. I think the Jets are far worse than them, and that's saying something.
At least the Nets make the playoffs occasionally, right? You know, you did have Durant, and you had Harden, and you had Kyrie, and you had Pierce, and you had Garnett. And, I mean, you had some guys on the team at some point.
And you also feel like you like your head coach.
Yeah, I think I like my head coach in Jordan.
You like the head coach?
I do. He feels like a good coach. Not that he doesn't have the talent, but he feels like a good coach.
But the Jets they're in an abyss.
Maybe the White Sox? Can we put the White Sox in?
You know why I can't put them in there?
They won a World Series now. It's 20 years ago now that they won it.
Okay, we're 50 years ago. I mean,
no, it's actually 57.
57, sorry.
Remember, I was 15. Now I'm 72.
Yeah, think about that. The White Sox are so bad. Meanwhile, they've won a championship in like a quarter of the distance.
You know, the highlight of the game yesterday was watching some highlights of like Gastineau and Freeman McNeil, you know, back 40 years ago. I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I can't even begin. I just can't begin.
Would you deal Breece Hall before the deadline?
I would deal anybody at this point. Mm. I am at the point now where I would try, and I feel bad for Breece because, you know, he's a better player than what he's doing because they threw 2 passes to the freaking guy early in the game. You don't throw it another pass to him. We don't even have – when is the last time, Ev, that we actually threw a screen pass? We don't even have – I haven't seen a screen pass for the Jets in years. Years, right? Years.
No, doesn't make any sense.
They'd have Tiki in the backfield, right? And they'd have Tiki running up the middle every freaking time. Right? That would be unbelievable.
Look, it was early. Again, back to game one. They did a lot of different stuff.
You could catch 70 passes a year.
Right.
I mean, come on.
By the way, I was
break.
On some bad teams, Joe, and that's exactly what would happen. I'd catch 75 passes.
You did.
Because there was
nowhere
else
to go. But then you became one of the top backs in the game. I mean, you know, it's not for a period of time
but you know
the best there was.
But you know what it is, Joe? Teams don't have patience anymore for that.
Especially
for a running back, because you feel like you can get another one.
That's true.
In the draft, there's 3 guys coming out every year, and you don't get chance to develop players like running backs anymore. Maybe wide receivers, you'll give a couple of chances, clearly, but not running backs. Too many of them.
If we trade Breece, who's our feature running back? Davis?
Isaiah Davis at this point.
Allen's out for the year, right?
Well, I think unfortunately at this point the answer is it doesn't matter they're so bad.
You're right. Yeah.
So, like, there's going to be a point, I'm not sure when I'm there yet, you may get there too, where we're like, screw Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields, let's see Brady Cook. Yeah. Let's just find out. Why not?
Well, I could see a scenario where you start Taylor and Cook's the backup. You know, I think I could see that scenario happening, where Fields is the third quarterback.
Yeah, but you're stuck with him unless you're eating a lot of money.
Well, they're going to eat a lot of money.
Oh, they're going to eat. They gave this guy $30 million. I mean, guaranteed. How about, and here's another thing. Glenn is so freaking arrogant. This guy has done, I know he's a very good player. I love him as a player. I mean, I got to tell you, like I said, next to Revis, he's the best corner we ever had. And I've seen him all, okay? He was a terrific player, no doubt about it. But he's so arrogant. Give me a break. You have won nothing. You have not even won a game as a head coach. And there's this arrogance about him. Really? You got to be kidding. But again, the letting Aaron Rodgers go, they still could have drafted a quarterback and would have next year. Letting Aaron Rodgers go was one of the worst decisions in the history of this franchise. Mm. And I blame the owner, Woody Johnson, because even if Aaron Glenn didn't want him, Woody could have said, look, he's the quarterback. He could have done that.
Right.
And I don't know if they would have got along, but he would have got along pretty good if we started winning some games.
Well, the thing he would have done, Joe, is that because the receiving core is not, I mean, other than Garrett Wilson, who missed
right.
this game.
They got nobody. They got nobody.
At least he makes, in theory, your wide receiving core better.
Right. That's right.
Justin Fields isn't doing that.
No, there's no question about it. I mean, what else can I say? And then I came home and I watched the Giant game. I couldn't believe it. Let me say this about the Giants, okay? All right? I don't know if they have a coach. I don't know about the coach. But they got a quarterback. This kid is good.
Yeah,
I know
no
he threw
doubt.
A bad pick late in the game.
There's no doubt about it, Joe.
It should, but you know what's funny about that game? So tell me if you were thinking this, Teak, all right, as I'm watching this game. The worst thing that happened to the Giants in this game was him scoring that touchdown with 40 seconds to
I thought the same thing, Joe.
Right?
They were reviewing it, and they were like, it's a touchdown. I'm like, dude, let it not be a touchdown.
Right. If he didn't score there, I think it was only first down. Wasn't that first down?
Yes,
right.
Yep.
Right. If just turn around and hand it off to Cam Scatterbug. You score on the next play, and it'll be 12 seconds left.
Right, and the game's over.
Right.
And they can't come back.
100%. I thought the exact same thing. They scored too quick.
Yeah. They really did. And if it was funny. I mean, that he got in, and that really came back to kill him. But that, you know, forget the outcome of the game. I get it was a brutal loss and all of that, you know. But this kid he's the real deal.
No, I agree.
I don't know about the coach, but the kid is the real deal.
And just think, we could have had him too.
Oh, my God.
But we went Armand Membu, and we'll take a shot at a quarterback next year.
Yeah. Okay, Woody.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here. I don't live. I'm 45 minute drive to see you at Florham Park. Okay, I'm ready. Tell all you people there at Florham Park, all you Jet people, all you Yes people for the Jets. Okay, I'm here. I'm a real Jet fan. I've been there since 1965. You want to go through the history of the team? We could talk however long you want. Give me freaking Woody. Woody, talk to me, Woody. Because somebody needs to get your head where it needs to be about this freaking football team. And if you don't want to do it, sell the damn team, okay?
Well said.
Sell the damn team.
We need the Woody Joe B. Summit. So, Woody, if you're listening, have some guts and talk to a guy who's the unquestioned king of pain as a Jet fan.
King
have the
pain.
Discussion.
Great song by Sting and the Police. You know, that's the king of pain. We all are, bro. It's not just me. There's a lot of guys. You know, I just happen to be able to talk on the air here. But please, Woody. See me, okay? You know who I am. See me. You called me way back when you wanted the stadium on the west side, and I was wrong about the west side stadium. We should have had that, okay? I was against it at the time because of the tailgating. I was 100% wrong. You called me then to try to convince me about it. He did. This is going back when I was working with you.
Yeah.
He called me then, all right? Call me now, and let's talk about our football team.
Amen. Joe, always good talking to you, man.
Pleasure
to see
you. See
you. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Now we have actually some news here. Woody Johnson spoke today. I don't know if you've seen all these quotes, BT, but I'm reading this. It was an article that was posted on SNY.TV.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Johnson spoke at the NFL's fall league meeting in New York. I'm going to read you some quotes here, see if this can get you regenerated.
I saw them. I purposely didn't read them because I want to do this first reaction on the air. Go ahead.
Quote, I do believe in Aaron. I see the way he handles a room. If I were a player, I would respond to him because he's the real deal. No BS. There's no second agendas. What you're hearing is the truth. And a lot of times, players don't get the truth. They get a lot of gobbledygook.
Oh, no.
That's a quote.
How did he start it? If I was a player?
I do believe it, Aaron.
Well, you're not a player. You're a jock sniffer.
I see the way he handles a room. If I were a player, I would respond to him. A lot of times players don't get the truth. They get a lot of gobbledygook. It continues.
Yikes.
Johnson said he speaks to Glenn daily, communicates his faith by hugging him each day and telling him, keep the faith, man.
Stay strong, brother.
Keep the faith, man.
This gets better and better.
It looks like this is what it looks like he's turning around parts of it. Come on.
They didn't score a touchdown, Woody.
It looks like he's turning around parts of it.
The defense has gotten better, so he's probably meaning that. The last two games, defense been good, so that's been turned around.
Here's more.
So he's not wrong, to be fair to Woody.
It's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating that he's got.
Oh, God.
Referencing Justin Fields' struggles.
Back to the Madden ratings.
He has the ability, but something is just not jiving.
Yeah, he can't go to a second receiver.
Woody is odd, dude. The words that he's just not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results across the league. You have to play consistently at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do. Please tell me it's over soon. There's a little bit more. With Jets standing at 0-7, Johnson told reporters that he sees what you see to the reporters before adding, but I see more hope than you do. You can't win with hope, he added. But it helps. Oh, my God. Let's see. I think the defense special team's doing better. Defense pretty good. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm going to take the high road here.
Yeah. I'll take the high road today. Was there anything else you wanted to get in there?
Basically, they're going to name Tyrod Taylor. Johnson said, it's completely up to the coach. I'm not going to be involved in any of that, talking about the quarterback decision.
Yeah.
That's what they're paid to do. It's what experts are doing.
Yeah, I'm not going to be involved in any of the quarterback stuff except what I told Aaron Rodgers to get lost.
But
That'll be involved with.
Yeah, and when you just bad mouth the quarterback in all those quotes.
Right, he just ripped Justin Fields. Now, did they announce, Rami, that it is going to be Tyrod Taylor?
Rich Simini announced that they're leaning towards it, but not official.
I think that's the right move. For now,
I would still go with Fields myself. Fields has, to me, gives them a better chance to win just with his legs alone than Tyrod Taylor. But I understand, I can't pound the desk for Justin Fields. And I don't think he's very good.
It's a tough mountain to stand
on. Yeah, here's what I can guarantee you this. Regardless of who's starting, I'm not watching on Sunday. There'll be plenty of other games to watch. Maybe it'll make the quadrant, and maybe I have to wait for a half to see before it's officially over. Come on.
All right, so I'm going to take the high road, as I started to say with Woody. I will take all those quotes. I heard them. I went through them in my mind. I will offer a state of the Woody address when it is time. It is not time at 1:52 going into week 8.
Give us
there will
teaser.
Be time. There will be time.
I feel some regeneration from you.
Listen, there's no regeneration. Jets are awful this year. You know it.
I think you're inspired by the owner.
No. I'm going to actually start dissing the owner if this keeps up. I'm trying to be nice today. Don't pull me down that road. I'm actually trying to be really nice.
Those big words.
I'm trying to take the high road, Sal.
Oh.
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
It's like your grandma saying malarkey. Woody, get current, will you?
Gobbledygook.
Maybe I'm going to have to start ripping them now. Show's over. Woody, come on, man. Did you hear Beningo say yesterday, I want to sit down with Woody like he's going to meet him at the Bing or something? I want to sit down with Woody.
Yeah, come on.
Who are you bringing with you? Does he have a gun? What do you mean you want to sit down?
Come on, Joe.
You lunatic Joe?
Yeah, Joe, get that gobbledygook. Get that over to Woody.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.